Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 2nd of April. Good Friday, and football's back. It's going to be a quick one for me today. I'm going to break the Friday preview into two and do some before the games today, and then I'll do the Sunday games tomorrow just for time. Been up doing everything, obviously, and the football kicks off early. Got a game I'm involved in Japan at the minute, and then we've got into League One and Championship action being Good Friday. It's obviously football through the afternoon, so I'll do that. Right, Ultimate members, I have uploaded everything for you and updated everything. For those of you who follow the pod, I've added three tools over the course of the last few months: the Goal and Goal Times website, web Excel sheet, the 1x2 percentage sheet broken down into odds, and there's an ultimate version of that in the members area, and the first half goal and second half goal percentages. I've updated all those. Beginner and ultimate members, you now have them in the members area of your website. You can access them there. Everybody else, they are on the blog. The links are on the Telegram, the links are on Twitter, or if you go to the blog and just scroll back through blogs, it is Goal and Goal Times, 1x2 percentages, and first half and second half goal percentages. Interesting to note that we haven't had a week covering the 28, 30 leagues, whatever it is, on FDD of over 80% second half goals since November. And first half goals are down. And when you look at the 1x2 percentages, while we're all talking about the number of away wins in the Premier League in particular, you know, a lot of talk about that at the minute. Interesting to note so far how many, the difference in the number of games that have been short odds on. When you go to that 1x2 percentage sheet and look at the number of games where the favourite is 101 to 1.49 compared to previous seasons, so obviously these things have been factored into pricing as well. I think personally, as I said before, we're going to see a bit of a damp squib end to the season. These players have been going for God knows how long. You know, whilst it's an international break, most of them are away doing that. Not going to have crowds driving them on, not going to have much to play for a lot of them. So, you know, I think other than the teams battling it out for top four, you know, the relegation teams like United, Sheffield United done. So it'd be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks, but I've just got a feeling I don't think we're going to see these goal numbers suddenly shoot up. So, you know, my advice, and it is purely my opinion, advice is just be a bit cautious. Keep your powder dry, perhaps, and hopefully August onwards, I'm sure things will be a lot better with a proper football programme. I know that seems a long way off, but we've raced through 3 months of this year already, so it won't be long, you know, and we've only got 5-6 weeks of this season, and then we will be looking to August, and hopefully life generally in the world will be better, you know, another few months down the line. It's still so cold, isn't it? Right, what have we got for you? As I say, all that's on the website. Just lost my notes. I did do some notes, but I've lost them. There we go, typical performance. Right, Premier League previews. Okay, Chelsea play West Brom tomorrow. Chelsea 1.2x. Chelsea win this easily for me, and nothing in the price. If a gun was put to my head, I do think the overs has got small value in it, and I would be having a bet there. But obviously we are relying on players like Timo Werner learning to kick a football. I don't know whether people have seen his miss for Germany in the week. I didn't watch any football during the break, but I did see that on the Sky News app, the Werner miss. Absolutely shocking, wasn't it? But this is a comfortable game for Chelsea to get back under Tuchel in their pursuit for top four, which I think they will succeed. Leeds versus Sheffield United, again a no-bet game for me. Leeds look a tad short for me. I know it's Sheffield United and they're awful, but if Leeds want me to take them seriously at all, Tom Hill, then they must win this game. Otherwise, trot off back to the Championship with your Bielsa ball. I do think Leeds will probably win, but again, it's a price thing. I just wouldn't want to be backing them this short. Certainly not for me at all. Leicester v Man City. I think good game, this one. Again, as I sort of said before, I've enjoyed watching Leicester this year. I think City are a bit short here as well. When you just look at the numbers, 25 games away to top six sides. They've won 12, drawn 5, lost 8. That's not a 1.6 price. I know they're on a great run, but Leicester, you know, are no mugs. Rodgers is no mug. I think they've got Madison back, desperately in the hunt for top four. So, you know, it's not like they're going to be sitting back with nothing to play for. If I had to pick a winner, I would, of course, pick City just for the way they've been playing and they are marching to the title. But I just, again, exactly as I've sort of said with the above game with Leeds, I wouldn't want to be back in Chelsea personally at one point, City at 1.6 in this game. I thought the overs price might offer a bit of value, but it's about right at 1.9. So, again, gun to my head, yes, City win. But I don't want to be involved at that price. You know, it's all about betting at the prices. And I think it's just going to be an entertaining watch. I think that might be one, if I can get the chance, I might just sit back and watch. And then the final Saturday game is Arsenal versus Liverpool, which is an intriguing game. This is the Saturday evening 8 o'clock game. Two teams that I don't tend to watch, if I'm honest. It's the fixture in the Premier League that has generated more goals than any other. I don't know whether people knew that or not. It is the more goals in this fixture than any other in the Premier League history. I'm told that, so don't take my word for it, but I think that is right. And at the price is based on all the data. Liverpool look a bit big here. They've won 26 of the last 44 in this profile against middle third teams, which Arsenal now are. As much as they won't like it, they are a middle third team. Given the form into the game, though, obviously Liverpool in 2021 is not Liverpool of anything like we've seen for the last few years. Been better away, to be fair, than they have at home. But given that form, I couldn't back them. I do like goals here, though. I think, you know, as I said, it is the fixture that's produced the most. I think you've got two vulnerable defences. Both have got good forwards who can score. Arsenal have only kept two clean sheets in 17 games of this type against top sides. It is a big six-draw game, ultimate members. So it's, you know, if you look on the members area, I did a video on that a while back. It's a big six-draw game. Whilst they're not a top six side, Arsenal, they are one of the big six. And I think that's what we're going to see. I personally think we're going to see an entertaining score draw. So this one is a bet. This is back the overs through the first 10 minutes or so. You can let the game start, back it and trade. And as I say, what I tend to do if a goal goes in early, I'll stay in and do nothing until I get back to my entry price. And if there hasn't been a goal by then I'll tend to scratch it. But if you get the second goal, you can remove your liability and leave a nice profit. So just the four games for today. Tomorrow I will do the rest of the Premier League and I'll have a look at some of the European football. So it'll be a longer pod tomorrow. For that, enjoy your Good Friday and your Easter eggs and your Ockcross buns and whatever else you're doing. And I'll be back with you all Saturday before lunch.